It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Vic Raghupathy, and here's what's happening. There's no SEPTA strike in Philadelphia, at least for now. Union and transit officials agreed to continue negotiations past the midnight deadline, so talks are set to resume this afternoon. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from the 40th Street trolley station.
The trolleys, buses, Broad Street Line, and L are all running, and those like Robert are relieved.
I felt great because my only transportation is SEPTA, and I live all the way in North Philly, and I work in Southwest Philly, so it'd been a hard commute for me.
The 5,000 SEPTA employees, drivers, operators, cashiers, mechanics, and maintenance workers, are still clocking in. Transport Workers Union Local 234 President Brian Pollitt told our partners with NBC 10 that they made progress during talks.
We're more interested in avoiding a strike and getting a contract.
But members could be on the picket line by the end of the month if they don't get a fair deal.
If it gets to a point where we have to draw the line in the sand and call it, we'll call it.
SEPTA spokesman Andrew Bush in a statement said they're committed to having good faith negotiations and they want to reach an agreement that's fair for the workers, customers, and taxpayers. In University City, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A woman's body has been found buried in a shallow grave in Fox Chase. It was found in Champion Park Playground. Sources tell NBC 10 police believe this might be connected to a domestic violence situation. Neighbors say they're very concerned.
I feel very, very uneasy. See a lot that goes on here at night. My brother sleeps right in the living room. He sleeps in a lounge chair because he's disabled, and he hears noise out here all the time, and he sets our car alarm off to try to chase people away.
Police have not yet identified the body, but they say they found the remains while they were looking for a missing woman, 29-year-old Melody Rivera. She was reported missing 1 week ago. She was last seen about 4 miles from where the body was discovered. An earth-shaking loss for PA Dems. The Associated Press has called the U.S. Senate race for Republican Dave McCormick. But incumbent Democrat Bob Casey says not so fast. There are still thousands of ballots to count, and there could be an automatic recount. McCormick was on Fox News with host Laura Ingraham yesterday, and McCormick said voters sprang for him and President-elect Trump because they were looking for change.
They're deeply distressed by the skyrocketing prices, the wide-open border, the crime in our cities, the war on fossil fuels.
And McCormick says he plans to aggressively back efforts to increase fracking in the Commonwealth.
I want to talk about doubling, tripling, quadrupling fracking in Pennsylvania because we need the pipelines, we need the energy source to create great-paying jobs. We need it to be energy dominant from a national security perspective.
The GOP will be firmly in control in the Senate next year. They have 53 seats with 2 races yet to be called. Well, the Sixers road trip wraps up tonight in L.A. against the Lakers. No Tyrese Maxey. He's out with a hamstring strain. Back home, the Eagles are getting closer to their showdown in Texas. Here's KYW's Dave Uram.
The 6-2 Eagles will have 2 division games in a span of 5 days. First up, the Dallas Cowboys on the road Sunday at 4:25. While Saquon Barkley quite familiar with the NFC East because of his days with the Giants, this is his first Eagles-Cowboys game, and he realizes Philadelphia fans have a particular disdain for Dallas.
I've definitely became more aware of the hate I guess you could say, for Dallas. I came aware of that in the open practice when someone was wearing a Dallas jersey and you know, they were booing them, or when Dallas was losing to Atlanta last week and the fans started cheering.
The Eagles have lost six in a row at AT&T Stadium, and Barkley, except for one time when he didn't play because of an injury, has never defeated the Cowboys before. Both streaks have a chance to end on Sunday. Dave Uram, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the all-local. I'm Vic Raghupathy. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The all-local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.